Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast, our Manna Bible study. And so I have a question for all of us today. Hopefully it will provoke us to be courageously honest with our answers, but we don't want to answer too quickly. We want to think a little bit. And so it's time to get a little serious. And I often don't try to do that, but today, this is it. Here's a very serious question. It says, if your life were to end today, would the path of your life lead to the gate of death or to the gate of life? So let's pray, and then we're going to dive into a passage that I think is going to be very important for us as we answer that question. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you so much for the treasure of your word, that, Lord, you speak to us about the important things of life. In fact, the most important thing of life, and especially the course that we take. What pathway have we chosen to take? And is there a way to be able to exit one if we're not happy to take the other road? And for you, Lord, the answer is always yes when that road leads to you. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless our time now in your word. In your name we pray. Amen. So the question is, if your life were to end today, would the path of your life lead to death or would it lead to life? There's a passage in Matthew chapter 7 that Jesus is teaching, and he says this. He says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few." So Jesus is teaching us about two gates of life, two pathways. And his preference for us is to take the narrow gate, to pass through the narrow gate. Take that pathway. And then he also cautions us in taking the wide path, the gate that leads to the wide road. So there's two paths, there's two gates. One is the narrow gate, the narrow path, or the wide gate that leads to the wide path. And he says, the wide gate is easy, but it's deceiving because it leads to destruction. Though it's easy, it might sound like, well, this is great. Oh, I can do this. This isn't a problem at all. And so, unfortunately, the majority of the people take the wide gate, but it leads to destruction. The narrow gate, it's hard, but it leads to life. And so contrasting life with destruction, it's like, man, am I paying attention? What kind of pathway am I on? Because the narrow gate, the narrow path is one that few find. So what are these two gates? What are these pathways that Jesus is talking about? Well, I think it's really important for us when we come to a passage and it's like, I need more information. What do I do? Well, the thing that I recommend to people is to do the 7 and 7 or the 15 and the 15th, whatever is necessary. And what does that mean? That means that you read 7 to 15 verses prior to the passage that you're currently reading, and then 7 to 15 verses after that. Because the important component to that is context. Want to keep things in context. Oftentimes, false teachers will take things out of context in order to try to fit what they're trying to say. So in this case, let's go and back up a little bit here, and let's look at chapter 7, beginning verse 1. It says, "Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." So there's this passage that Jesus is teaching about that he's saying, hey, be careful about the way that you look at others. How you measure yourself up. Oftentimes that's what people do. We compare our righteousness, our goodness to other people and say, well, I'm not as bad as that person or this person, and so I'm not all bad. And in fact, here's the great deception that leads to destruction. You ready? This is something you hear constantly. It says, I'm a good person. Wow, well, we all want to think of ourselves as a good person, right? But that is the measure that's saying, do you really understand the destruction of that type of a statement? And so it just says, man, how do I deal with something like that? Well, let's keep reading. Let's go to verse 7, and it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son gives him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So God, Jesus is here. He's saying, before he gets into the narrow gate discussion, he's saying, I want you to ask. I want you to seek me. Asking is prayer. That's what we do when we seek the Lord as we pray. We talk to him confidently, knowing that he hears us. Why do we pray? Because God tells us to pray. But Jesus also illustrated the importance of prayer for us so that we can ask and we can trust that he's going to give us an answer. The next thing is to seek. Seek the Lord. Put him as priority. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. So the Lord says, hey, I want you to seek me. Seek me in my word. He speaks through his word. So it takes some time sometimes to answer those questions. And then the next thing is to knock. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. I believe it's speaking very clearly. That it's saying, be ready to take steps of faith based upon the time of prayer and of your seeking, trusting in the complete dependency upon the Lord. Did you hear what I said? Trusting in the complete dependency on the Lord. See, that's what I believe that Jesus is talking about with the narrow way, is that that's the hard way, is to be completely dependent in faith in Jesus to lead our way. But he says that it leads to L-I-F-E, that it leads to life. So what's the verses after that? Well, let's read. Let's see. It says, beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Whoa, okay. Well, we could keep reading through this, and it gives us a description of false prophets. The simple part is the broad way that is are those that teach lies, teach things that are not of God's word. They're going to teach you something else. Oh, there's many ways to be able to get to heaven, or everybody's forgiven, and everybody makes it to heaven. But Jesus didn't say those things. In fact, he clearly says that I enter in through the narrow gate because it's the one that leads to life. And so we have to be aware that there are people, there are false teachers out there, and they teach things that are harmful. They teach things, it says that they are inwardly are ravenous wolves. They want to consume people. And so does that sound like destruction to you? That's exactly what that sounds like to me. And so Jesus is saying, pay attention to what's being taught. What are you receiving? Because a false teacher wants to control you. He wants to control your every thought. He wants to control your every word. He wants to control your every deed. But that leads to destruction. Christ wants us to walk up by faith in him. So if anyone is teaching you anything that says, in addition to Jesus, that's a false teacher. You know, I call them liars. So the narrow gate is faith in Christ and Christ alone. This is an introduction for Proverbs chapter 22. So we're going to get started there next week because we're out of time today. So God bless you and thanks for joining me today.